Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by the folks from Into the Woods at West Monroe High School. I've got Vicki Freeman, director of the play at West Monroe. Also with us, Brendan Ritter, Alyssa Freeman, and Brooke Bedoit, all with us today. And gang, thanks for being here at Lanyap.
Hello.
Let's talk a little bit about Into the Woods. And Alyssa, let me start with you. What is the play Into the Woods all about?
Well, it's about a baker and his wife who live next door to a witch, and they find out that they've been cursed and they can't have any children. So the witch asks them to go into the woods and find four items to make a potion to undo this curse. And so along the way, they meet people and see things, and it's just a great adventure for them.
And I understand that you play the witch, so I need to ask, what did these people do to you that you wanted to curse them?
Well, my mother, I lost some beans, and my mother had cursed me because I lost the sacred beans. And the baker's father had the beans. So I cursed the baker and the baker's wife for not having any children.
So what kind of, like, magic powers, other than being musical, did these beans have?
They can grow into a giant beanstalk.
Okay. That's an important thing to have. I don't know why you'd get in trouble for that, though, and why you'd have to curse people, but I guess that's what witches do, right?
I guess so.
Vicki Freeman's with us. Vicki, why did y'all pick Into the Woods? This is this one's kind of dark.
It is a little. It's originally from Brothers Grimm, and so basically you bring all of the fairy tales kind of come together. So you'll have Cinderella, you'll have Rapunzel, you have Little Red Riding Hood, and you have Jack and the Beanstalk. And all of them actually have one of the four items, which is the cow as white as milk that Jack has.
Right.
You have the hair as yellow as corn, which is Rapunzel, obviously. You have the cape as red as blood, which is Little Red Riding Hood. And you have the slipper as pure as gold, which is Cinderella. And so those are the four items that the witch asks or orders, I suppose, the baker and the baker's wife to collect from the woods. And so they go into the woods and they meet these people, and then the whole thing is them trying to get those items to create a potion.
You know, this is kind of like the Super Friends of the fairy tale world.
It kind of is, yeah. It's in Stephen Sondheim, his music is so difficult. If anyone's ever done Stephen Sondheim or is familiar with it, it's just so difficult. He always throws some things in there that those of us as musicians go, what in the world were we thinking? But back to your original question, I'm sorry. I chose it because, first of all, I wanted to challenge these kids. They're such great musicians, and I wanted to give them an opportunity to do something. And, you know, you pull up the top 10 musicals for high schools to do, and it's typically number one. However, it's very difficult for high schools to do. I played it for my husband originally, and he's a band director and, you know, a wonderful musician. And I played it for him. He goes, high school kids can't do this. And I said, yeah, we are. And so we started rehearsing in November, because I knew this was going to throw us some musical curves that we were going to have to really work hard. So we've been rehearsing since November. These kids have worked really hard and invested a great deal of time.
Brendan, tell me about your character. You're Cinderella's prince. Cinderella's in this thing. What's your part?
So I play the prince along with my brother, which is Rapunzel's prince. And basically, Cinderella has been wanting to go to this ball her whole life, and she finally gets the opportunity and meets this wonderful prince in her mind. But I actually portray this character who is very stuck up, full of himself, and very airheaded, and he sees Cinderella and dances with her, and she runs off, and he is left with the slipper. And so the whole time you're trying to find Cinderella, and she, everywhere she goes, he goes the opposite way.
Brooke, you're the witch in this. They're trying to restore your beauty. Is that the point of this whole excursion?
Yes, sir.
So you're ugly, I'm guessing?
I'm very ugly.
You're very ugly. Now, I don't want to give away the end, but how does it turn out for you as a witch?
Good, but not so good.
Good, but not so good.
I return pretty, but that sacrifices some things for me.
Okay. That's the way it always works out. You know, you make a deal with the devil or something, it always works out bad for you. The play is all done by students at West Monroe High School. Vicki, you've got a live orchestra, which is something you don't see a lot in plays, and it's mostly students, right?
That is correct. I, when I first started doing the musicals at West Monroe, which I believe this is our seventh musical, and when I first started doing them, I wanted it to be the old-fashioned spring musical where the students were so involved in every aspect, from the marketing, publicity, art design, set design, building of the sets, and that's exactly what's happened. We have a woodworking class at West Monroe that built the sets. We have art classes that painted the sets. We've got desktop publishing classes that designed and created the playbill. They designed the t-shirts. They designed the poster. They decorated the lobby, and this is all done by students. And the Pitt Orchestra is 90% students. We do have a few professional players that come in and help, but it's and that way these kids can learn from these professionals that are getting paid to play. They get to sit right next to them and they learn, and it makes them better musicians and better students and better at what they're good at. And I just think that's so important.
And you've had a lot of actors. I've been involved in this thing a bunch of times over the years. I'm not involved this year, but you've had a lot of actors that really could go on and do this professionally as a career.
Absolutely. One of the things that people ask, how is it going? I'm like, they're going to sing it. They're going to sing it. I mean, this cast is made up of almost exclusively all-state caliber singers. I think there's only one that's not in choir, and he should have been in choir. And they're almost all of them are all-staters, and they can sing and they can sight read. They're incredible kids and incredibly talented.
That's Vicki Freeman, Into the Woods, and we've got Brendan Ritter, Alyssa Freeman, Brooke Bedoit, all with us. Vicki, for tickets, where can folks go, and when do you get started?
We start on April 4th, so it'll be April 4th through the 6th at 7 p.m., and then Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m., they can go to gorebs.org, scroll all the way down till they see the Into the Woods logo, and then click on it and order tickets, or they can get them at the door.
You can find out more at our website, kedm.org.
KEDM is proud to support nonprofit organizations through our community calendar and lanyard programs. If you have a local event, please add it to our community calendar at kedm.org.